Unit 8, Alien Worlds, pages 133 to 134. Lesson A, Reading, Track 210. Other Worlds. Look up at the sky on a dark, moonless night. What do you see? There are many thousands of stars. But are there other planets like Earth? New technology is helping astronomers discover hundreds of faraway planets. So far, we know of more than 500 exoplanets. These are planets that move around stars other than the Sun. Some exoplanets may be similar to our own. An Earth-like exoplanet must have certain characteristics. It needs to be the right distance from its star. Then, it will be the right temperature for living things. Not too cold and not too hot. A planet at the right distance might also have water. Where there is water, there might be forms of life. In October 2012, scientists were excited to find a new exoplanet. The planet moves around Alpha Centauri, the nearest star system to us. The planet is similar in size to Earth, but there is a problem. The temperature there is about 1,500 degrees Celsius. Life on Alpha Centauri's planet is impossible. But life forms might exist on planets not yet discovered. Planet hunters. Now, astronomers are not the only people searching for exoplanets. Anyone can join the search. For example, you can join a crowdsourcing project called Zooniverse. Volunteers study images from the Kepler Space Telescope. They look for patterns in the brightness of stars. As a planet passes in front of a star, the star becomes less bright. So a star with changing brightness might have its own planet. Moving to another world? If we do find an Earth-like planet, it might be possible for humans to live there. But will we ever reach it? The biggest problem is distance. The closest star system, Alpha Centauri, is 4.3 light-years from Earth. Traveling there with today's technology would take thousands of years. In the future, however, traveling to another world might be possible. Scientist Andreas Tsiolis thinks we might one day use a technology called nuclear fusion. A fusion-powered starship could reach the nearest star in a few decades. I believe we can achieve some form of interstellar exploration within 100 years, he says.